This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. It's Monday morning. It is the start to the work week. Matt, you're here. Hi.
Hi.
Reader's
he
still
seems
off.
Surprised.
Well, Reader's still out for one more day. He's going to be back again tomorrow. Guy got a much-deserved holiday, if you ask me. I had a really cool weekend. I got to tell you a story, Matt.
All right.
So strap yourself in. It was Saturday morning, early Saturday morning. So this was about 6:30, 7 o'clock Saturday morning. I wake up. If you guys are wondering, yes, I do wake up very early on weekends as well as on work days. It's just kind of my sleep schedule. So I was doing some work in the garage. I was at the workbench, just doing some stuff, putzing around, and I looked to the side, and I saw that I had a friend supervising me while I was working in the garage.
Okay.
Yeah, see, this is why I wish Reader was here, because I don't know if you're afraid of spiders or not, but yeah, a huge spider. I'd say probably the biggest one that I've seen, at least here in Yorkton. It was about the size of my watch face. It was it was a big one.
Man.
So it was just kind of scurrying around. They don't bother me, so I didn't really shoo it away or anything, but I decided I was going to give it a name. So, I'd like to introduce you to my friend Rodney. He was helping me doing some stuff in the garage over Saturday. And it got me thinking, because I was listening to music, right? And I was listening to jazz. And I thought to myself, well, I'm listening to jazz and this spider shows up. Do spiders like jazz?
I think that particular one does.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. Like, is that because we were talking about the cold gorilla last week. Now, here's my no stupid questions question for today. Do you think spiders like jazz? We want to know what you guys think of that as well, too. Is that something that's real? Do spiders, have you played jazz for a spider before? Was it happy? How can you tell if a spider's happy? I don't know. Text us. We'd love to hear from you. 306-783-3699. You can text us right now. And don't forget to get that keyword in to win some pizza.
Nick and Reader are big wrestling fans.
But inter-office disputes will not be settled in a steel cage.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Maroon 5, Nobody's Love on Fox FM. It's Nick and Matt here. Matt, you're here one more day while Reader is still on holidays. And I feel like I need to make an apology and a retraction for my previous conversation we had about the rapper was arrested for tax fraud. I got the information wrong. I got the guy's name, if you want to know. His rap name is Nuke Bizzle. That's a real thing. And he wasn't scamming taxes. He was scamming disability in the state of California. And he wrote a song.
It's about as bad.
He wrote a song bragging about it, and it's called EDD, which stands for the Employment Development Department of California. So he was fully just bragging about breaking the law, and yes, he is being arrested for scamming people off of disability. So I thought I'd clarify it a little bit, because, I got the story a little bit wrong there. So still, you know what? Regardless,
don't do it.
Don't do that. Yeah, bad idea.
Good Reader are so excited, and they just can't hide it.
That's why they're never invited to any surprise parties.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Fox FM, Monday morning. Nick hanging with you here. Matt, you're also here, too. One more day. Reader is still away on holidays. He's probably making his way back some point today to Yorkton. And that means we got one more edition of my favorite segment to do on the show. It is time for one last Matt's Sport Report. Well, dude, you went...
I'm maintaining my average.
3 for 6 on
50%.
Friday. Hey, not bad, man.
Sure, we'll go with that.
We got 6 more games today.
I'm surprised you're able to find 6 more games for today.
It's tough. I'm digging deep. Turns out, yeah, a lot of sports are starting to wind down. And, I mean, hockey's not back yet. So, but first we go to Major League Baseball World Series starts, I think, tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
so we're going to do that today. Tampa Bay Rays at Los Angeles Dodgers. Who do you have?
I have had no luck with the Major League this week. Let's go with Tampa here.
To win the World Series or just to win tomorrow's game?
Sure, I'll say they'll win their first World Series in franchise history.
Let's do it. Let's go Tampa Bay Rays.
Locking in.
Indian Premier League cricket. Chennai Super Kings taking on Rajasthan Royals.
We'll go with Super Kings again here. And if anyone knows how cricket scoring works, please let us know.
Yeah, because like every morning I've been checking the scores for cricket, and I don't understand. I just go with whoever's in bold. I'm assuming that's who won the game. British Premier League Soccer, Leeds United versus Wolverhampton.
Ooh, Wolves got a good team. I'm going to go with the Wolves for this one here.
All right. NFL football tonight, Monday Nighters, Arizona Cardinals at Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas with their backup here, so I'm going to go with Arizona, young team, and I think they got the edge in this one.
Yeah, the Dallas guy, that was that.
Ooh, Dak Prescott, yeah.
Ah. Other one, Kansas City Chiefs at Buffalo Bills.
This is a bit of a tougher one because they both played really well this year, both coming off of losses from last week. I give the edge to Mahomes and the Chiefs in this one, though.
All right, and finally, yeah, you're right, I'm digging deep. Ecuadorian Premier League Soccer. CS Emelec at Guayaquil City FC. Just need one more game. All right, we're gonna lock those in. And well, you're not gonna be here tomorrow. We'll find. We'll ask you tomorrow how you did. But how did you guys do? Are you playing along? Let us know. 306-783-3699.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods? If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you look in your sleek new ride.
Alicia Keys with Underdog. Fox FM, it's more favorites. Nick hanging with you. Hey, Matt, you're also here too for one more day. I think I scared you a little bit this morning because I looked at you and said, I'm not feeling good today.
Oh.
And you raised some eyebrows. I'm feeling good in that regard. I don't have any of those kind of symptoms. All I'm saying is yesterday, I ate some pizza for lunch and for dinner, and I ate too much. I ate an entire large pizza by myself yesterday. My stomach is not doing too hot.
No, I don't blame it for being upset there at all.
I didn't even think I could do it. But you know what? I was just kind of bored and at home, and I had a pizza, and I ate the whole thing.
Start mindlessly eating over there and just, before you know it, it's all gone.
Gotta say, not too proud of that. But you know what? It's fine. If you want to eat the whole medium pizza that you get from Domino's from the contest, you can eat it all at once. Now, just be careful, though. You may have a stomach ache the next day, and those are never fun to have. So if you want to win some pizza, medium two-topping pan pizzas up for grabs, text your name, your address, and your keyword, which is pizza. So your name, where you live, so your address, and the keyword pizza. Those three things, 306-783-3699. Looks like Graham from Yorkton, Sharon from Yorkton. Who else has entered in? Selena from Rhine. Wherever you are, text us your name, the keyword pizza, and your address. 306-783-3699.
And I'll be back.
Nick thinks Reader should read the news like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Reader would, but he likes his job.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, 5 seconds of summer. Nick hanging with you Monday morning. Matt, you're here too, one more day. And I was just on Facebook on my news feed, and I saw the Yorkton Curling Club. Oh, actually, no, this was on Instagram. Sorry, I was creeping on Instagram, and I saw Yorkton Curling Club had a photo, and they were talking about registration, because registration is open right now for Yorkton Curling Club for the season. And I thought to myself, that's probably the best sport to play during the public health crisis, isn't it? Don't you think? Like, social distancing is super easy if you're curling, because everybody's wearing slidey shoes. You can just push them away from you, right?
With the broom.
Yeah. Have you ever curled?
Yeah, I've done a little bit of curling. Actually, the big curler in my family is my mom and my grandma.
Oh, okay.
So that's where I kind of learned a little bit from. But
curling is one of those sports where I just try so hard to get into it, but every single year, for some reason, I don't. And, like, it's not that I'm not trying. I've gone curling once. It was a Bonspiel a long time ago. I thought I did okay. But, like, I want to watch more curling. You know what I mean? Because there's always curling on in the winter. And it feels like, I feel like an Alzheimer's patient every time curling's on, because I just forget the rules every single year. And I just don't know how it works. And I don't know. Do you have any tips? Because obviously you grew up with people who are active in curling. So what do I need to do to make myself a number one curling fan this winter?
Number one curling fan? Oh, boy.
Do I have to curl more myself? Or am I just watching
it? It would definitely help. I don't know. Maybe having like a rule book or something like that nearby so you can understand, you know, what's going on.
Because growing up, I would watch the Brier. And for the longest time, the Brier was always in Saskatoon. And you would never hear about the Brier Breyer, you would just hear about the concerts and parties happening at the Breyer Patch. So, like, there was that's I started off on the wrong foot when it comes to curling. I think that's what it is. But I'm going to give it a try this year. You know, is there any like terms that I need to know, or just off
the top
of your
broom,
head?
You know the rocks, the hog line.
I get the basic drift.
The hog line.
Yeah, I think I may know that.
Sheet of ice.
Okay, maybe not. We might have to do a little refresher. When's the next time Reader's on holidays? You and I will do a curling refresher.
That's a good question. We'll have to ask him when he's in tomorrow.
Curling fans, if you're listening right now, what can you guys text me to prepare me for the curling season this year? 306-783-3699. Love to hear from you.
Nick and Reader always wonder in fall, is there really such a thing as too many bunny hugs? More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Topic, Fox FM, more hits and more favorites. Nick is hanging with you. That's me. Matt, you're also here too for one more day.
That's me.
And parting is such sweet sorrow. But you know what? We can talk about pizza because, hey, we're giving away some pizza today. And if you want to enter, you got to get that keyword. Matt, you've been hearing me talk about the keyword all day today. If I were to say, hey, what's the keyword? Can you tell me?
Pizza.
Duh, it's pizza. It hasn't changed. It
is so easy.
It's the same keyword you know and love. So here's what you do. Send that along with your name and your address in one text message to 306-783-3699, you'll get a confirmation back. So I wanted to say big shout-outs to Jody in Grayson, and they work in Yorkton. They heard it. They texted in. They got their confirmation. Jody is in the draw. So it's as simple as that. If you want to be in the draw, you got to text us that. Matt, you can't win, of course, but you could text me right now. I could text it even right now as well, too. Can't win. You can, however, and it's a two-topping medium pan pizza from Domino's in Yorkton. So don't make the mistake I made and eat an entire large pizza by yourself. Just enjoy a nice medium two-topping panner from Domino's in Yorkton. Text your name, your address, and the keyword pizza. No emojis, no punctuation, any kind of that stuff. 306-783-3699. You're confirmed. You're in the draw for tomorrow. If not, maybe text again. 306-783-3699. Text pizza, your name, and your address all in one message to get in the draw.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM. Like that.